I would like to go through the different Shitas Rishayim to get clarity on the Shitas Rishayim in the Sugya of Tamkeker, and then to try and answer the kashas and the rayas that the different Rishayim have on each other. So over here, beginning with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, says a memra, Amra Vo, Amra Vyekna. Ravo said in the name of Yechon, Kol shetamay umamashay asa. Anytime there's tamay umamashay, it's asa. Some have the gear so like it, some don't. Vizehu kizayis v'chadechil spras. Tamay v'loy mamashay, asa v'ain like it all. Those are the words of Yechon. And again, there are different gear sois within this. Rashi explains what's tamei v'loy mamashoy, kigoin cholov shenof al kedera, if milk falls into a pot of meat, oy chelev shenof al v'nimoyach, or chelev is fat which fell into a pot v'nimoyach and it dissolved, sheim mamashoy be'ein. So either milk that fell into a pot of meat or chelev that fell into a pot of meat and it was nimoyach, it was dissolved, that ein mamashoy be'ein. So Rashi Shita, we know from over here in Tzadiches, in Chulin, that Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon. And Rashi's Mechiach, Rashi's Raya, that it's the Rabbanon, is from this Gemara. Rashi brings this Gemara as a Raya. Says, this is what we can learn from Rabbi Yechon Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Tam Kikr is not the Raisa. And we see it again on Kuf Ches Amun Aleph and the Shachtar Bayin Rava. The Rashi Shit is that Tam Kikr is not the Raisa. So the Bach in Simen Tzadi Ches in Yerideya, towards the end of Ois Vav in the Bach brings a Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. The Mordechai in Avodah Zarah learns Bedas Rashi that Rabbi Yechonin's Memra, Tamei Uma Mashi, Tamei V'loi Mamashi, are both talking about cases where there's a kizayis b'chidei achilas pras. That there is a kizayis b'chidei achilas pras. His deek is, he says, what was the deek of Rashi? The Mordechai says, what was the deek of Rashi? From the fact that Rabbi Yechon doesn't say, tamei v'lei mamashe ain't like and ain't kizayis b'chidei achilas pras. Right? It doesn't, Rabbi Yechon doesn't end off. Tamei v'lei mamashe also ain't like a love. She'ain kizayis v'lei achilas pras is mashma that even if there is the kizayis v'lei achilas pras, still there'll be no malchus on it by tamei v'lei mamashe. Why? Because tam kik is drabanan. That's the Mordechai b'das Rashi. So what's the chilik between the reish and the seif? If in both cases there is a kizayis v'lei achilas pras, the reish is talking about where the kufa is still bad. It's not nicker, I don't know where it is, but the kufa is still there. In this, even according to the mandama, tam kikr is lav deraisa, still it's asa and they'll be liking. The reason is because over here, even according to the mandama, tam kikr is not deraisa, still it'll be asa. Why? Because the kufa is, since the kufa is be'en, it does not become bottle. Cause man this tam ayum amashik. Cause man I can taste the iser. It does not. The iser itself doesn't become bottle. So therefore, if there's a kizayis b'chadei achilas pras, I'm gonna get malchus for that. If there's more, if it's spread out over a larger area, if I don't have a kizayis b'chadei achilas pras, so then will be awesome in a Torah because of chati shir. We also in the Torah because of Chatzis Shir. But the Vart is that the Tam causes that the Isser is not Bato. The Isser is not Bato. The Seifa is being Mechashed us where it was Nimoyach, Rashi says, where it was dissolved, it melted in, or it was Nivla, or got absorbed, like the Cholav or the Chelav, they got Nivla into the Basa. So over there, the Kufa Isser is not Be'en. The Gufa is not around as it is in the end. So over here, I have to come on to the Chiddush of Tam Kikr. Over here, I have to come on to the Chiddush of Tam Kikr. And since Rabbi Yechon said that you're not liking all of, even though I'm eating a kezayis of the tam b'chdei achilas pras, is mukach that tam kik is lav deraisa. That's the raya of Rashi from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah.
The
reisha
is nothing to do with
tam kik,
it's just a question of whether it's
nicker
or it's
bittul
or not.
That's right. Very good. As Rav Shalom said, that the reisha is a din and bittul. And the chiddush of the reisha is that since this is be'en, even though it's not nicker, but since this tam, it's not bittul. So din elch is bittul. The safe is the chiddush of tam kikker. That's why we have to come on to the chiddush of tam kikker. And over there, the chiddush is that even though it's a kzayis v'chlei chiddush pras of tam, still you're not going to be oiva because tam kikker is draban. You're not going to be loikin. You're not going to be loikin. That was the raya of Rashi. So the bach is moira, that from the lashon Rashi is muchach, that even by nimoyach, there would be a issa deraisa by kzayis v'chlei chiddush pras. That the bach is bothered with this. That from the Lashon Rashi over there, there is a mashmois that if there would be a kzayis b'chlei chizbaras, even by tam, you would be like, okay. The Beis Yosef over there in Simen Tzadiches, Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simen Tzadiches, he wants to learn in Rashi, very similar to what we'll see in the Rambam. He wants to learn that Rashi, the Reish and the Seif are both talking about where the Gufa Isser is mixed in, or it's Nemayach, or Nisarif, doesn't make a difference how it's in there. The chilik between the Reish and the Seif is there in this Taroivis a Kezayis v'chalei achilas pras or not? If there is a Kezayis v'chalei achilas pras, that's called Tamoy u'mamoshe. Tamoy u'mamoshe means that there's a Kezayis v'chalei achilas pras. So it comes out that if when I'm eating it, if through my eating it, there's enough that I can eat b'taras achila to be chayiv on it, so then that's called mamashay. That's called the mamashay still around. The mamashay still around. But in a case where it's so mixed in over more than b'chdei achilas pras, that it's not possible for me to eat b'taras achila, so then it loses chashivas and it's not considered like mamasha. It's not considered like the mamasha is kayim, and that's what's referred to as tamoy veloy mamasha. And in this, we need to come on to the din of tam ke'ikr in order to be chayiv on it. And the diag of Rashi was that since Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not liking olav, is mukach, the tam ke'ikr is lav derais. So, like I said, in the Rambam, the Bach is going to understand the Rambam al derech zeh also. Well, but in Rashi, the Bach is Matzmir. The Bach, he quotes this Beis Yosef, says that what's your hechach in Rashi? In Rashi, it's not much to say this, because in Rashi, you could learn that tam keke is the raisa. Just when you don't eat a kezayis b'chlei achilas pras, you ain't liking a lot, but it's also the raisa. Maybe still also the raisa. Atchat yishiyosim in a Torah, right? That was the Bach's taina. The Bach's taina is on the Beis Yosef. What's your raya in Rashi that when it's not kezayis b'chlei achilas pras and the mamashis is still around, that we're going to go down to the darga to say for this we need the chiddush tam kikker and it's only us the drabanan? Maybe it's still us the daraisa, just you're not liking all of it, ain't liking all of it, but it is of chatzi shir, there still is.
Rashi never says anything about the daraisa. Not Rashi here.
Over here, right? But they're working with the Rashi's over there in Avodah Zarah, and Rashi over there is not clear either way. But Bach's asking, where's your what makes a mukh to say such a thing? Okay, so perhaps we can answer this question as follows. If we take a look in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim Mem Dalar and Beis. Well, yeah. That the Gemara Pesachim Mem Dalam Beis. We once pointed out in Rashi over there how Rashi learned the Mandom Tam Kika Deraisa. Right, the Gemara says over there, Kiva Oime, Nozir Shashar Pita Biyayin, Vaocha Kazais Mipas Miyayin Chayin. A Nozir soaked his bread in wine, and then he ate a Kazais from the Pas and Yayin, his Chayin. So Rashi explains over there, Upligi Rabbanan Aleha, and the Rabbanan argue with Rab Kiva. The less low had to mistarf less. Rabbanan don't hold the mitzvah star of Yisuf. Ilu, pasha tayayim chola pas, levi pligi Rabbanan le, to islu tam keker, vis avid le pas gufe Yisuf, right? Rashi used the lashon over there, that this avid le pas gufe is the pas itself becomes isur, which is mevur from over there in the Gemara, that if your whole tam keker is from Rashi, I shouldn't say Gemara, from Rashi, it's mevur Rashi, and if you hold the tam keker is midoraisa, so then we're not be mechayv you on a kezayis of tam. The tam is blua. What the tam does is the tam that's blua is mahapech the heter to isur. Mahapech the heter to isur. The heter becomes isur. We mechayv you on the kezayis, on each kezayis that you eat together, the pas and yayin. Which means from this that. According to Tam Keker Daraisa, will come out that even if the Isser is spread out over more than Kedech Lispras, I'll still get Malkus, because the shear for Malkus is a combination of the Heter with the Isser. I'm not Mitzar, the Heter is Nebach to be Isser. Any heter that is in the tam iser is nebach to be iser. So it comes out that I have a full shear through the hippah. So according to Rambam, tam keker midoraisa, it's not shach to say, Rav Yechon can't say ain't a loika. What does Rav Yechon say ain't a loika? Right? The Beis Yosef wanted to learn. Again, we're going to try to answer what was the heter for the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef was learning the chiluk between tam and mamasha and tam and loy mamasha is whether the kezayis of the tam bechdechis of the iser, kezayis of the iser of the iser bechdechis pras or not bechdechis pras. So tam ayu mamashi means there's a kezayis bechdechis pras. Tam ayu mamashi means there's not a kezayis bechdechis pras. And therefore, says Beis Yosef, if Rav Yochanan is saying ain loikin, has to be that he holds tam kik is drabana. Frank the Bach, what do you mean? Well, how do you know this tam kik is drabana? Maybe tam kik is the raisa, and the reason why it's ain't loikin is because it's only chatzi shir. But we're saying now, but if you take a look at Rashi and Psachim, the mandom of tam kik is the raisa, he held that there's a chiddush over here, that the tam is ma'apich the heter and the iser. So it makes no difference if it's b'chdech l'spras or not b'chdech l'spras. Either way, I don't need to eat a kezayis b'chdech l'spras of iser because the het is becoming iser. So either way, I have a kezayis of iser over here. So if Rav Yechon is going and saying, Tamei v'loi mamashi, pirish, there's no kezayis b'chdech l'spras, ain't loikin alav, he has the whole time kick his drabana.
In the regular iser, you have to eat the kezayis b'chdech l'spras.
Right.
So you're saying that since the heter is there, as long as you eat the zayas total, doesn't make a difference.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So then it's al kach Rav Yechon Masol. Tam kik is not deraisa, and even though if I would have it be'en, this be chish, even though if I would have be'en, bevad it would be aser. But when it gets mixed in, you hear what's going on now? If I have a half of a piece of nevela, half a kezayis nevela, I eat that half a kezayis nevela. I've added it to us in the Torah. But we'll be mechadish now, according to Mandom and Tam Kik, a lav deraisa, that if it gets mixed in, or gets nivla, or nimoyach, in another meichel, it becomes bottle, the mamashis and the metzis of it becomes bottle. That's not considered be'en anymore. This is tamoy v'loy mamashoy, and it loses its iser, it loses its iser, and it's betzamuta. Just tam kikad derabanan, so mid derabanan to asa. However, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, he doesn't bring down this whole day of nepach l'isser, of the head to be nepach l'isser. Whereas we're building the whole yisoy, the whole dik on that, on the fact that according to Rav Mandom would have to be nepach l'isser, the head to have been nepach l'isser. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring that down at all in Shakvataya. So it would fit if you would add that in somewhere along the way. But perhaps that's why I said perhaps this is a explanation to it. Can I tell you to bring a cup of water? I'm sorry.
It's just in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He still has to eat a kazayis for kela kela's prep. This is not to have kazayis for the iser.
That's
it. Kazayis for the heter and the iser combined.
Coins the amount of time keiker da'i rice. So then, thank you. So then, according to our own time, kikah de raisa. So then, I just need heter and it's a combined.
Right.
Yeah, that's the time frame that I need to eat it within.
Right.
But even though I don't have a kazayis of iser, but I have a kazayis of heter and iser.
Right.
Okay. So now, however, in Rashi, Yesh Lodun, according to Rashi, the Mandama Tam Kikah de Raisa, what's he arguing on? Which case is he arguing in? Is he arguing only in the case where it was Nivla? Or in a case where let's say, this Tam alone without any Mamashas? Tam alone without any Mamashas. For example, let's say they were cooked together in a way that there's only tam and no mamashes, right? What? And I removed all the iser. There's only tam, right? Well, not that the iser was nivla, but I removed all the iser. Will the mandam tam kikah de raisa argue over there also? Right? Or maybe no. It was a chadash over here that tam is iser. Tam alone is a siba for iser. And there's no chilik if the mamashis was nivla into the heter, or it was only the tam that was nivla. Tam alone asers. You know, it's because the issue was this battle over here, the mamashis in this battle, on that the Tara is Makadish, Tam Kikah Deraisa, or no, we could go even to the third daga, where it's only tam over here. And on that was the Skadish. The tam alone is a sibat aser, and therefore it's not batal. Demz is in Rashi and Avodah Zara, which we'll point out, is mashma like the second tzad. That on the tzad that tam keiko would be the raisa, it's even on tam alone. Tam alone is a reason to aser. Now, if we take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim, in Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings the Chum learn tam keiko from Mishras. Mishras the Novim, it says by Nazir, Mishras the Novim, that someone soaks a Novim in water, the water becomes Aser because of Tam Kikah. Now over here, there's no Pleitus of Mamashas, there's only Tam. Over here, there's only Tam, there's no Mamashas being given off. And if you take a look at the Ran speaks this out over here by Aser Chulin. The Ran says, the heavy Yudea, the Rabbanan is the Tlosa Kroyi B'Tam Keker. According to Rabbanan, there are three psukim B'Tam Keker. Keneged Gimel Minim Sheish Lano B'Tam Keker. Keneged three categories that we have in Tam Keker. Ha'echad, Shlekola Tehetim in Issa, Ela Tamay Bovad. The first category is where the Heta was only Kolat, only Chap from the Isser. Tam alone, like gufai v'loy plitasai, umuchi lemi mishras, and we there meichiach from mishras. The chesiv gabe nazir, the dashin hasim shemshara anov v'mayim yesh matam yayin chay v'chulu. So you see from the Ran tackle it up that the chiddush of mishras, is to teach us that even though there's no mamashes, there's no real pleitus going from the mamashes into the iser, just giving off a tam, that alone is enough to aser, right? And that's lashon Ramban also. Ramban's lashon is dafilu she'im b'tam zemi gufan shel anavim she'im lefenecha k'may shayu. The grape is the way it always was. So there's no guf of the anavim that went into this heter. Still, it's aser. So therefore, in the Rabbanan comes out that there's a chiddush over here learned down from Mishras that Tam alone asks. Now, Reb Kiva. Kiva learns Tam Kikah from Gulei Akum. From the Pashas of Mechemes Midian. that over there, where the guy cooked in it, tray for food, and the food got absorbed into the walls of the pot, that which got absorbed into the walls of the pot is now ganasa, the heter that's in the pot. Now, according to Rav Kiva, do we have a makar for this chiddush of tam without any pelitas and mamashas? So Blia could be over there, the mamashas is being nibbled into the walls of the pot. So from the singing psachim, and then from the singing psachim, it's mashma. The Gemara is contrasting Rabbanan to Rav Kiva, that they're in the gedder to what we're learning after Tav Kikah, they're equal. It's mashma that it's not like at the end of the day, Rabbanan have a certain chiddush and Tav Kikah that Rav Kiva don't have. No, they're equal. Just the question is how they play out all the psachim over there. Between Malchus, but Taisus that then says it just like in Rav Kiva it's for Malchus, and then also will be for in the Rabbanan. I mean, just like in the Rabbanan it's for Malchus, doesn't he? Then put them together.
No, I'm saying, but Taisus
possible
to say that there is a
right, but in the Gedda of Tam Kikr, maybe in the Oynish, but in the Gedda of Tam Kikr doesn't sound like there's a chilek in there. So you have to say that the Vaita that Aderech we were saying that the Chiddush of the Torah is the Tam itself is a reason to ask. Tam itself is Mimela. Once I have a Pashav Gulei Nachim, which through the Bittul, the Mamashas is considered like it's not here, and still it remains somewhat to Aser, so it's Deima to Shara Nachim. I mean, even in Rav Kiva, we're going to have to say at the end of the day that also the Lim from Gulei Nachim is teaching us that Tam alone is a Siba to Aser. So whatever tam there is, even if it's a tam without any mamashas, even if it's not a plita of a tam, any tam is a siba to aser in the world of Rashi. That's the chiddush of tam kicker. So now it comes out that the man, the omo who holds tam kicker lav deraisa. He's learning that the Torah was the Torah asering, the Torah asered eating the mamashas of this. When there's no mamashas of the Isser over here, when there's no mamashas of the Isser be'en in front of us, there's no Isser Torah at all. There's no Isser, even without Dini Bittel, there's no Isser. No Isser. Memela, according to my long time kicker, the Raisa, even if we're going to learn this from Gulei Nachim, the limit is that there's Isser even when there's no mamashas. And therefore, he'll agree that even if you're soaking down novim in the water, where it's just tam going off from the soaking, that's a reason to answer. That's a reason to answer. And therefore, chelev, all these cases where there's no mamashas, that's what will come back in the world of Rashi. Rav Kivege Chedushim over here, he has Marocha on it's actually brought down on Tzadi Zayin on base, his Marocha on Tam Kekar. And if I don't remember if it's Ois Vav or what Ois it is, but he has a Chakir of the Mesupe Kointan Manda Oma Tam Kekar Lav the Raisa. Do I need? We touched on this also a little in the earlier chabura, but I brushed over it. But koin to manav tam kik alav deraisa. Do I need roiv? Do I need at least roiv? Or, in other words, tam kik alav deraisa means that mid deraisa only if, like we just said, only if you have the mamashes in front of you, then it's awesome. The mamashas gets nisarev, then it's not. Do I need roiv to invatel the tam or not? So later on in the Kufiyut Beis on Beis, the Gemara brings a limit over here. The Gemara says that we can learn from the word hatmeim, the word hatmeim, lesser siron the roitva. Ta'asid sir and its roitva. Sir. Ta'asid the sir. What are we learning from this pasuk? What are we learning from this pasuk? If I have a cup of tam, I squeeze out the juice of the nevela. Squeeze out the juice of the nevela, and I drink that juice alone. That's what I need this pasuk atmeim to teach us. Less a tziron. If I have a cup of nevela juice, the tzir, the liquid from the nevela, that was going to teach us. So Rav Kiva Eger says that from Tzmei, Atzmeim L'Rav is less Atzir, from the Pazir Atzmeim, we learn out that it's clear that the Tam alone is awesome in the rice. Yeah, if I have a cup of juice, without the Pazir of Atzmeim, I would not know that it's awesome. Without the Pazir of Atzmeim, I would think the Nevel itself is awesome. If I squeeze out the juice of the nevela, that's mutter. Hatzmeim teaches me that the cup full of the nevela juice is awesome. So what do I need? So now, what do I need the chiddush of here? So I need to teach me that Hatzmeim teaches me that without a taroivis, it's awesome. But in a taroivis, maybe it's mutter. Right? If the tam alone, the juice alone, the tzir alone gets mixed into a mixture, maybe it will be mutter. So this is where Kivek is clearing that once you're teaching me from Atzmeim that Seer alone is Asa, and if I would stop over here, according to my Nom Tam Kika Lav Dairaisa, if I stop here, if I mix the Tam into a mixture, Bimutta, do I need Bittul Beroiv to battle that Tam that's Asa from Atzmeim or not? Right? That's what he says. Since Tam alone without any taroivis is bevadi asim in a Torah from the pasuk Tatzmeim, so perhaps when it's mixed in, I need at least roiv to be mevatel it, or maybe no. Dafka when was the end, that's when the Torah asked it, but the taroivis not, and I don't even need roiv. That's what Kiva Eger's chakir. And the emphasis is that the Chen v'Shleima and many other achrenim cleared this chakir. And we'll come back to it in Mi'at Hashem, but that is clear in the mind of Tam Kikol Avdo Reis. The Chav is, yeah, well,
Rashi,
you do need right. Rashi says that, right? Rashi says, what? Very good. The Chav is Das, and Sim Tzadi Ches. So it's Gimel, brings Raya from Rashi by us in Chulin of Tzadi Ches. The Tam needs Bittul. That's right. Very good. Very good. Right. Yeah? Okay, question is, what was Machrich Rashi to learn that? Okay, fine, right? That's the Chavs Das Sim Tzad Chesed Gimel. Ois Gimel brings this raya from Rashi to this side of the Chakira in the Das Rashi. Now, Rashi, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi learned that in the Chiddush of the Torah of Tam Kiker, according to the Bano of Tam Kiker, is the Raisa. There's this Chiddush over here. That the het is nepach lesen. The het is nepach lesen. What forced Rashi to say that? Why wasn't it enough to say tam, the chetz of tam, is iser, and it's like the band that's not batal. Why do you have to go so fight? I think we spoke out once a time when we were talking about the Rash, but there could be this chiddush of Rashi is only when the mamashis is still there, right? Maybe in others, maybe Rashi learned that even going to Ramadam and Tam Kikah the Raisa, the Torah didn't ask Tam alone that mamashis. I'm sorry. No. That was something else with the Rashi. Sorry. No, maybe in others like this. The question like this is, what forced Rashi? Where did Rashi see that in the Chiddush of the Torah of Tam Kikar that the het is nepach l'isser? Maybe the Tam alone is isser. Elamite sounds like in Rashi. Sounds like in Rashi. Rashi understood to ask the Tam alone, even if you learn Tam Kikar the Raisa, there's no chepza there. Tam alone is not enough of a chepza to say that it's isser. It's a chepza of isser. So we have to attach it to something. We need to attach it to something. So if it's tamei uma mashoi, so we can attach the tam to the mamashes, to this that's there. But if there's no mamashes, so what are we going to attach it to? Al kachach, the Torah's mimchash does that the heter becomes the cheftz of the iser over here. There needs to be a cheftz of iser here. Where would we get to such a thing? So the Gemara Pesachim says, "Hey Reb Kiva, where's the Reb Kiva that holds that heter has been starved to iser? Elay Reb Kiva the Masnisin. If you will say that's Reb Kiva of the Mishnah, the Snar Reb Kiva, I'm a nazir shashar pita biyayin, the yesh by the tzar, but kedei kedzayin zchayiv." If you're going to try to bring a right from the Mishnah, where it says that a nazir soaked his bread in yayin, and there's in it enough to be tzar for kedzayis, he's chayiv, umi maid mi pasim yayin. Who said we're talking about from the past in the yayin? Now, who said the Mishnah means the Chiddush of Hetim Starf Lisser? Dilma mi yayin l'chudei. Maybe we're talking about the yayin alone. And Rashi explains, what does it mean Dilma mi yayin l'chudei? V'tzir of Shaykh l'misni ba mishun de nivla v'sech abas. Idolash and tzirov. Tzirov just means because it was nivla in the past. Right? Tosfos learns like that also over there. That we mistarf the yayin, mistarf all the yayin to the shekazai. But we're talking about the yayin alone. So, now, according to Rashi, that the tam is ma'abich the etta to issa. So, why do I need to mistarf a kazais of yayin? Why do I need a kazais of yayin? I don't have the share of a kezayis yayin. So Bsham Dovan say that it seems from over here that in order for us to say this chesham apich, I need to have a kezayis of yayin over here. I need to have a kezayis of yayin in the whole pass. I need to have a kezayis of yayin in the whole pass. But not that I need to eat. I don't need to eat the whole pass. It's enough to eat one kezayis from the pass in order to be chayiv. But to get to the chiddush, I need to have a kezayis of yayin over here. And the chaznish betzim is mechich this from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin tzadiches amin alav talks about pal kezayis of the tarba. And the Gemara says over there, what's the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Who palga the zeis of the talba the nuf of the tikula the bisra?" You have a half a zayis of chelev that fell into a tikula of basa. Sava mar baravashi the shuri betlas and palgi the zeisa. So mar baravashi thought to be mshayir with 30 half a zeis. Omle avu alav aminul chalay tizalza b'shurim. Didn't I tell you not to be mzalza and shurim the rabbanon? That's the Gemara. Now, according to Rashi, even if it was only a chatzizayis, it's ma'apich the whole thing to Isser. It's ma'apich the whole thing to Isser. So why should we consider a shed rabbanon? Why is he saying it's a shed rabbanon? Why is the Gemara assuming that it's chesed with a shed rabbanon? Ma'apich that you have a full share of Isser deraisa. With the chesed of hipuch, you have the whole share of an emissary of Kivegi is the skash over the Enchidushim. Kivegi is the skash. According to Rashi, right? I think we spoke it out. Kivegi is it. According to Rashi, that holds the Chidush of Ma'apich. So you have the full share. You don't have a share of the Rabbanan. Ella says the Chaznish is Mukh from here. That on a half a Zayas, there's no Din Ma'apich. And the Emma says that. There are other chachas to this from Gemara's later on, Kupchas on Beis also, that in order for us to come onto the chiddush that the tam is ma'apich, we need to first start off with a shear of iser. Then we can say it's ma'apich, and then even if you don't need the shear iser, it's a tear of the head with iser. That's when you'll be chai. Rashi over there, Rashi dimi maschum mi pas mi yayin that we brought earlier. So you have to say it's talking about over there where there was a full kazayis that was in spashi, and that's why Rashi said it's avilei liser. And that Rashi said because it was pasha bekuloi, you be chayv even according to Rabbanim shum tam keiker. Over here it's talking about where it was not spashi involved in the nazi ate only half a zayis of the past that soaked in from the yayin. Half a zayis was not nishra, so there it's only astam kicker, and that's where the machlokes of Rabbanim Kiva is. Do we say hetem star of lis and yechayev or not? Okay. Now the chiddush Aran wants to be mechayev from the Gemara. The Gemara says duma miyayin lechudei. The Gemara says duma. Maybe we're just talking about the yayin alone. So he wants to be mechayev from the Gemara that we don't say that the tam is ma'abach the hetem to iser. Right? That he wants to talk and bring a rye from over there. That we don't say this yisoid of hetem ma'abach lesa. Tosfos says other kashas on Rashi. Tosfos on Masechet Aved Zara. Tosfos on Masechet Zvachim. He has the Neshitas Rashi that says the tam kikas midrabanan from the Gemara Zvachim. Amar Rava, Amar Rabban B'taim, Amar Rabban Beruba, Amar Rabban Chazusa. And so Tosfos just like Beruba is the Raisa, because midrabanan you need Shishim. So to Taima. So we want, this is what we once spoke about. Maybe you could answer that Taima is talking about with Tami Uma Mashai, similar to Chazusa, with Chazusa with Mashai. But Taisus has another kasha from the Mishnah Chala, Asa Isamin, Hachitim in Oiris, and Yesh by Tam Dogim, Yoitzaba, Yedechavasa by Pesach. And the Rashi and Ramban answer because over there it's different. It's Mamashi of the Chitim in the Issa. So the Issa is Tamei Umamashi. In such a case, Rashi is Moided as the Raisa. The Rosh is Mazbir, that's Chashiv, that through the Kemach of the Dogen, that it's. But he's Matchiri afterwards. Agabonim, the Rishonim have different kashas on the sheet of Rashi. But Lemaisa Rashi brings Hachachas to his Shita, one Hachachas from the Gemara Chulin Tzadiches on base of Rava that says all the Tam Kikud the Bekachim, second right from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of the member of Yechon Tam Vada Moshe and Lekin, the Tam Kikud is the Rabbana. Maybe we'll get back to how Rashi answers up the different Kashas and the Rishonim at a later point. But this is. Sheet is Rashi. Yeah? Anyone has a different opinion? Okay. Sheet is Balei Tosfos. Tosfos goes ahead and proves from his different rayas that Tam Kikar is the Raisa. And I Rav Yochanan. How are we going to learn Rav Yochanan? So he brings three different explanations of Rabbi Yechlan. Sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Yechlan is talking about Min B'Minay. Min B'Minay Midaraisa is about the Beruba, Midrabanan in Shish. And therefore, what Rabbi Yechlan is saying is as follows. Tam Ayamah Moshe means when the Isser is Be'en and it's Makiroi, this is around. That's Tamei Mamasha. Tamei Ve'eni Mamasha is when Ein Makira. And who did Tamei Mamasha Ve'eni Makira? Right? So Tamei Mamasha means this is Be'en U'Makira. Tamei Ve'eni Mamasha means either it's not Makira or it's Tamei U'Mamasha and it's Ein Makira. But Min B'Sheni Minoi, the Shidra Be'en Tamei is Min B'Sheni Minoi. Even if it's Tam alone, it's Issa Deraisa, and you get Malkus for it. Now, what's not clear in this Das Rabbeinu Tam is if by Einoi Minoi that you're looking on H. Kizayis from the Taroifis, is he going with the Das Rashi that we say that the tam is mahapich the etta to iser, therefore we'll include the etta also in it? Or no? The din of tam keiko is mischashtas, mischashtas, that tam is not bato, but not mahapich. And as how far do we go within in the din of mimish ene minoy? He's telling us that vada that's the raisa. Tam alone as the raisa. Is the Rabbein Tam going so wide to teach us the din of mahapich, like Rashi mentioned, or no, just tam alone asks? You'll need a kzais of tam. The Tosis Arash, when he brings down Rabbein Tam, he seems to say that you're liking a love with a kzais v'chleches pras of the tam. Of the tam. He's mashed that I need to eat from the tam a kzais v'chleches pras. Now it's mavur that the reason of the malchus is because the tam is not bottle. Not because of ma'apach, it's because the tam alone is not bottle. And it's very similar to what Tosfos brings from the Rabbein Eliyahu, except the Rabbein Tam and Rabbein Eliyahu are arguing on one prat. And they have to learn, and just push it, shot in the Gemara. Shot in the Gemara. That according to Rabbein Eliyahu, tam and ma'amashai is a kezayis b'chdei l'chis prat, meaning that he ate from the tam of kezayis b'chdei l'chis prat. Tam of lem ma'amashai means he ate, it's more than a kezayis b'chdei l'chis prat. He ate only a half a shear from the tam. Therefore, it's ain't like it. And it's mashma a little like that from, in this way, it's mashma in the Tosfos Harash. And it's mashma like that also now at Tosfos. Now at Tosfos, also mashma like that in the Rabbein Eliyahu is only coming, not coming to be chaylik on any dinim. Not coming to chaylik. Just, you can learn the Gemara of Rav Yechlan also by min b'shein emina, and this is how you learn it also by min b'shein emina. Now Tosfos brings over here by us in Chulin and also in Avodah Zarah, said Zalman on base, the Mari Urlines. Mari Urlines says we could be talking about with Bechdei Achilles Pras. Rabbi Yechlan could be talking about Bechdei Achilles Pras also. And still ain't a like by Taimoy V'lay Mamashay. Why? Because Tam Kik is the Raisa. But where do we learn how Tam Kik is the Raisa? We learn it from Gule Nachim. From the pasuk, Ta'aviru Beish, Du Agala, Du Libun, Kashir your bat, Kashir out the tray from the bat. What is that? That's an asik, not a lav. Therefore, in liking a lav. I mean, even if I eat a kizayis of tam, B'chdechilis pras, still I'm not going to get malchus, because it's only Isra asik, it's not a lav. So it comes out that even if tam kik is the raisa, still, the one that eats from the Tarevis is not going to get Malkus, because Tam Ki'ikah doesn't make it like the Ikra Issa. Tam Ki'ikah, but doesn't mean it's the Issa itself. Rav Yechon held, and also Rav Yechon held, like Rav Akiva, that learns that Tam Ki'ikah from Gulei Nachim, to Asa Tam Ki'ikah, and it's only Issa Asif Taviru Be'ish, and it should be Matzrichid to the Liban or Agala. And now the Rimu line. Now in the Das of the Rimu lines, you declare: does he hold of the Chiddush of Nepach Hetalias Issa or not? So from Tosfos and Rabbi Zarz before Klar that even by Kzeitz Lechelchins Pras, there's no like him because it's an Asi Ba'alma. So it's an Asi Ba'alma. The question is. So what does Rav Yechon mean? When Rav Yechon said, "Tama yomai Moshe loikin alav," the zehu kizayis v'chdei chiz pras. What does that mean? What are those? According to Rimu lines, let's ask this question. According to Rimu lines, that's before that even a kizayis v'chdei chiz pras is no malchus. So what's the first part of the of Rav Yechon? You have to say, like Masad you say, that either Tam and Moshe is like the Rabbein and Tam, that's Makiroi, or like Rashi, that Moshe means it's Be'en, that's not Batal. And therefore you'll be like an Allah. The so does we could learn that it's possible to learn. They learned out derech Rashi. The tamei mamashi is when there's mamashis of the isov the be'en that wasn't nimoyach, and it's not begeder tam. It's begeder mamashis. So we consider mamashis. Now what happened? He ate a kezayis from the mamashis of isov. So tamei v'loy mamashi. What's tamei v'loy mamashi means that the isov was nimoyach. You know, so it could be his mamash going out derech Rashi. The isov was nimoyach or was nivla. And therefore, even if I eat it, because that is with the Echiz Pras, ain't like it all, because that's together Asay. That's what will come out. Except what? According to Rashi, the reason why you're not liking is because Tam Kik is Lav Deraisa. According to Rimo lines, even though Tam Kik is Deraisa, still you're not liking because it's not a Lav, it's only an Asay. And the emphasis in the Baal Ma'ar, which hopefully we'll get to also, Baal Ma'ar and Psachim, it's before like this also, this connect. So then already, if you learn like this, then in the Dasamar Rimo lines, you don't have to say there was a Schash and Tam Kik, anything more than Tam alone is also Isser. Even when it's in Taravis, it's also Isser. And it was a Chadish that even if I eat from the Tam itself, his bras, for example, if it was Nimche, and fell into a kedera, that since only it's Asay, you don't get Malkus. Okay, that's one possible way of understanding the Rima lines. Perhaps we'll see there Kiveger understood it maybe a little different. But this is at least Sadi's Malk. Okay. In Tosfos of Masechet Avodah Zarah, so Tech Dvarav over there, he says as follows. He says, ובחזייס לרבנן מחייב עליה אפילו כשאינה בעין וכזייס הכורן דרבנן מחייב עליה אפילו כשאינה בעין על נבלה מתוך ההתה. Now listen, שיוכל כל כך מן ההתה הבלוע איסה, he eats so much from the ההתה that's absorbed with איסה, שאוכל כזייס מטעם איסה הבלוע בסייכוי מחייב עליה כאילו אוכל כזייס איסה בעין. That's his lashon over there, which it seems very clearly that Tosfos over there does not hold of this din of Mahapech. We need to eat a gezayis from the tam. That's Tosfos Avodah Zarah. However, we look at the Piskei Rosh over here in Gittin and Asha, in Perek Gittin and Asha, Simin Lamed Aleph, in the Rosh by us. The Rosh is Mavur that the Rabbeinu Tam holds of Mahapech. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam holds of Mahapech. And that since the Isser gave Tam in the Heter, it's Nepach Kula Lias Isser. And you like it all up with Zayis Kilo, the whole thing's Isser. And Rabbi Yechanan is talking about Min Bemina. That's where the Rosh brings it down. There are those that want to connect with Hanan, with Shari Sur. It's not muchach. You want to say that? You just want to do? Okay, so we'll discuss it separately. However, it's muchach, not like that. According to the Rosh, right, that in Rabbeinu Tam Shita, right, we want to, until now we were learning in Rabbeinu Tam, there's no reason to, why do we have to come out to this Chiddush HaMapech? But the Rosh puts it. So it could be that Rabbeinu Tam learned that included in the Rebbe of Atmeim is going to be Marber, right? The Gemara says, Kofir Beis on Beis, Roitva Metzira. That the Tzia and the Roitva have a Chashivas of Mamashas of Isser, have the Chashivas of Mamashas of Isser. And it could be that Rabbeinu Tam learned that there's no Chilik whether it's by itself or it's in a taroifis, right, we want to make a chilik before, but if there's no chilik, you know, as he held in svara, once the Torah asked the tzir, what's the chilik if the tzir is by itself in a cup, or if you mixed it into a taroifis? Tzir is iser, it's mamashas of iser. The Torah is mechadish, it's mamashas of iser. So why should there be a chilik if it was mixed in or not? So al kachach of Tom Kaker is come teach us something. What's it coming to mechashdas? Even if we're learning it out of mishras, what's coming to mechashdas? Ma'apich. That the het is ma'apich the iser. That's ma'apich the iser. The tam is ma'apich the het the iser. And perhaps you could say it al derech Reb Chaim in Machos Asuris, the Das Rambam, that the ikir chiddush of the din of Tom Kaker is that the time is not batal and remains iser. There's a new din over here. There's a din chadash over here that the time is aser. That the ikir chiddush of Tom Kaker is not that the time is not batal and remains iser. That's not what the Tez Mechash. Tez Mechash is a new din. There's a new din that time is aser. That means not that Tom Kaker is goyrim. That there remains here from the Isra, a chelik of the Guf Isra. No, there's a chalais Isra on top. There's a chalais Isra on top. Or you could say even Rabbein Tam is moided to the other shaitim that went in Taravis, it loses its original Isser. It's not considered Mamash of Isser. What was Chadish from Mishra is that the heter that has the Tam Isser is also Asa. Right? The heter has the Tam Isser is also Asa, which on Derech Zeh seems like the Ran learned in the Rabbein Tam. Right? Because he brings the Rabbein Tam, he says, Av Rabbeinu Tam Kasa, Tam Kika Deraisa. Chika Min Hacha Besugyan, Loi Nira Elo Tam Kika De Bikachim Asa, B'chulun Shari, right, which is Mashma like Rashi. Hani Mili Bimim Bimino, Dumi Dizrei B'Shela. Bimim Bimino Levi Tam Kika Deraisa. Elo Bikachim El Chut. Alim Derbi Yudah, Chumash Chazavdi Lamala. Right? These Mashma of their wife picked Tam Kika. But it's before over there that according to Yehuda that asas min b'mina b'mashu, it's only by mamashi shalissa, but tam alone, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the tam kikas daraisa will not ask the b'mashu, because there's no tam kikas by min b'mina. Okay, so we'll stop over here for right now. I would like to continue a little more with Rabbeinu Tam. And then lead into the Shita Rabbeinu Chaim, which is, if you didn't see the Rosh yet, it's quoted in the Rosh, Rabbeinu Chaim, and then go back to reading the lines. Okay?